Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 28, Our Father, Our King, referring, of course, to the special prayer that we say in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, probably the most famous part of the liturgy on the high holidays, Our Father, Our King, depicting a very important dialectic in terms of our relationship with Hashem. On one hand, Hashem is our Father, and on the other hand, He's our King. He's a parent with a close, personal, intimate relationship like a parent has with a child, very forgiving. On the other hand, He's a King who judges. Now, what makes this prayer so significant? And it's based on a story in the Mishnah of a terrible drought that took place in the land of Israel during the times of the Mishnah. And since Israel was an agriculturally based society, no rain could really mean, you know, catastrophe. It could mean, God forbid, starvation. So there were all sorts of attempts on the part of the Jewish community to knock on heaven's door. One great rabbi after the next comes forward and offers their special prayers. Nothing seems to be working until Rabbi Akiva, a very famous rabbinic figure, particularly at MJE, because he only started to learn Torah at an older age. He was 40, stepped forward and recited a simple prayer, beginning with the words, Avinu Malkeinu, my father, my king. And the heavens opened, it began to rain. The Jewish community was saved. It's a very, very powerful idea. And this concept, though, of referring to Hashem in terms of the two different aspects of who Hashem is to us, that on one hand, He's a parent, He is forgiving, He is someone that sort of can't turn us away empty-handed, just like any parent. On the other hand, He's a judge, and as a judge, we have to do well before the judge. So it's a dialectic, and there are a lot of other actual prayers and things that we do over the year that depict this special and unique relationship. I don't know how many of you are familiar, but we have the famous Ashrei prayer that we say three times a day, twice in the Shacharit service, once in Mincha in the afternoon services. But there's always Yehi Kavod. There's a prayer that we say before the Ashrei each and every day in the weekday prayers and also on Shabbat. And the Yehi Kavod is all about our relationship with Hashem. If you look at the lines and the verses in the Yehi Kavod, it speaks about God's transcendental nature, how God is up there. High above all nations is God, above the heavens is His glory. And that's depicting Hashem as the sort of the king, the removed transcendental God. But the Ashrei is all about our intimate personal relationship. We say, open your hand, satisfy the desire of every living thing. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. God is close to all of those who call upon Him. Hashem shomer, Hashem protects all those who love Him. So you have both. You have this distant kind of relationship of, let me say, you know, it's not negative, it's just different. It's more of the removed, detached relationship, the transcendental, and then the intimate, up close and personal. And lastly, my son shared with me, very interesting, I didn't even realize this one, every time we make a bracha, literally every single bracha has this language, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you, O God. We speak to God directly, blessed are you. Very, very direct, personal, and intimate. And then we switch, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, the God of the world, the King of the universe, like very removed from us. Well, which is it? And the answer is both. And we express this idea that Hashem has both of those aspects to our relationship with Hashem. We have both of those aspects to our relationship with Hashem. He is at the same time the transcendental King and ruler of the universe to whom we kneel and we bow, literally. And at the same time, He's up and close and personal. He's our parent. He's Hashem. And therefore, we cannot be turned away empty-handed. And we go into the holiday with those two ideas of Hashem. It's something to think about not only when we're saying the Avinu Malkeinu prayer, but maybe that's what opened the gates of heaven and caused the rain to fall when Rabbi Akiva came forward. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, the true nature of our twofold relationship, a King deserving of obedience and loyalty, and a caring parent who only wants love and goodness for His children.